All right, we do come today to celebrate the greatest event of all of history, because without this event, nothing else will have any promise or any purpose this morning. I always think about the little girl that was in the Easter play, and her line was to say, "He's not here, he is risen." And it got time for her to say her lines, and she looked in the tomb, and she looked around, and she forgot what she was supposed to say, and she said, "He ain't here, he done left out." I'm glad he's done left out this morning. And as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we need to remember this morning that without that resurrection, nothing else would really matter. I often think of that word that the psalmist wrote when he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Normally we think about the valley of the shadow of death being that those dark hours right before our death. But, you know, in reality, our entire lives are spent in the shadow, in the valley of the shadow of death. We're walking this morning in the valley of the shadow of death. But because Jesus is alive today, he can still comfort us in that valley and guide us through it today. Because he lives, you and I live also. Amen. So I ask you today to please remember, please think about that great event and what God did through us through raising Jesus Christ through his power this morning. A long time ago, a preacher over in England by the name of Dale was preparing an Easter message, and he began to read in the scripture, and as he was reading in the scripture, all at once it dawned on him that Jesus was alive. So he ran out to where his secretary was, and he said, "He's alive, he's alive." And he ran out in the street and began to tell people, "He's alive, he's alive." This morning, we can do the same thing. Amen. But you know, more important than that today, maybe we can even say, "We're alive." Right. Because he lives, we live also. So this morning, as you celebrate this day, please keep in mind what Jesus did for us on the cross. And then through the power of God, raised him from the dead to give us eternal life that we might live forever.